The Last Word with Matt Cooper on Today FM.
In an article published on the Mail Online, my next guest, Nicola McGuinness, a top family lawyer, discussed the issue of dementia and divorce and whether it was cruel to consider divorcing a spouse with the condition. Nicola has over 30 years' experience working in family law and has first-hand experience of clients coming to her with these kinds of queries, and she joins us on the show now. These are very difficult cases, Nicola. Do many people seek these types of divorces in the UK?
Hi, Frank. Hi. Well, it's a difficult one, really, because every case is very different. It depends on the circumstances. We have noticed, probably over the last 12 months or so, an increase in people coming to us for advice. But obviously, taking the step of issuing divorce proceedings is a big step to take, and one that only a client can decide if that's the right thing for him or her. So we are obviously here to give them advice as to what would happen in a divorce and even whether or not divorce is the right thing for them. And ultimately, the decision lies with them as to whether or not divorce proceedings are the way forward. So whether it's right or wrong to issue the proceedings in the first place depends really on a number of issues. First of all, emotionally, whether or not the person thinks that's the right thing for them and their marriage. And secondly, on the sort of financial side as well, is an important part of it as well that needs to be considered very carefully.
And are these issues that you would discuss with your clients on the emotional side of things? Because surely as a lawyer and a family lawyer, your job is to just tell them and advise them how to go about doing the divorce. I mean, you mentioned earlier that it's a last resort for many people. What kind of inner conflicts do they have when they come into your practice?
Well, often, especially if someone's suffering from Alzheimer's disease, which tends to be a disease that tends to arise from sort of 65 onwards, they've often been married for 40-odd years. It's a long marriage. The children are adults. There are lots of emotional issues going on. They feel sort of a lot of conflict going on. You know, they may no longer be happy in the marriage, but feel a duty to carry on caring for their husband or their wife. So although I can give them advice as to what would happen in a divorce and what would happen on the financial side, ultimately, I would never push a client into a divorce because it needs to be right for them. So as family lawyers, we have a duty to still make sure that what happens in their particular marriage is right for them. So if they've decided, I've had enough, I can't cope this behaviour anymore, it's making me ill, and separation or divorce is the right way, then we'll obviously give them advice as to how to deal with that. But sometimes people just come in just to, believe it or not, just to talk and to sort of think through in their own minds and try and make a decision for themselves with the information that we give them as to what steps they should then take. But ultimately, as we've said in the article, it is entirely their decision. And every case is so different. You know, it's impossible to sort of say, yes, you should get divorced or no, you shouldn't, because it depends on so many issues between the husband and wife. Issues such as how long they've been married, whether or not one party's got a large pension, what assets they've got in terms of capital and income, etc. So it's not a question of just saying, yes, you should get divorced or no, you shouldn't. We have to look at the whole picture. And as family lawyers, we have a duty to look at the whole picture and to give them that advice. They take it on board. And then ultimately, it's their decision as to what steps they then take.
It must be a very heartbreaking and difficult decision to make. And I'd imagine the pangs of guilt that some of your clients might feel are very hard to overcome. Is that something that you see through your consultations?
Oh, yes. It's really, really difficult for them because, like you say, they do feel so much guilt, and they can also have pressure from children, whether those be, you know, teenage children or adult children. And, you know, at the end of the day, these adults are probably given vows to one another in church to sort of say, you know, until death us do part, etc. So suddenly they feel guilty because at the end of the day, if someone's suffering from Alzheimer's, it's not their fault that they've, you know, suffering from that disease. It's something that's happened. It's a sort of gradual condition as well. So over time, I mean, and looking back now, I've had cases where, with hindsight, I think probably 20 cases from sort of 20 years ago, when people didn't know quite as much about the disease as they do now, that clients would describe behaviour of their other halves. And looking back now, sort of starting to think, since we prepared this article, that they probably were suffering from Alzheimer's, but at that time it probably wasn't quite as appreciated as it is now. So overall, it's an extremely difficult decision to make, and one that someone would need to have legal advice on as whether divorce is right for them, because in some cases it might not be the right decision. They might be best staying married. So it does depend enormously from case to case as to what steps you should take.
Of course. I'm just going to share a passage from that article that appeared on the Mail Online. And this is Stephen's story. And he says, "There isn't a day goes by when I don't think about being free from my marriage and having a normal relationship, about having a normal life, busy, romantic and intimate, not just the sex life. That's just a small part of it all. But just having that full, rounded existence of being with someone you can talk to, make plans with, just well be with. But how can I go? My wife is so vulnerable, it's too cruel to leave her. And that's the crux of it, really. This isn't the person that they married, but they still clearly love them.
Well, that's exactly right. I think he sums it up really well, doesn't he, in what he's saying. Mm. And, you know, I've had cases as well where people have actually stayed married and have continued to give their spouse the support they need. The spouse may sometimes be in a home as well and have visited them sometimes daily, but then have actually had a relationship with somebody else. So it may start off as a platonic relationship that may become, you know, more than that. But sometimes people do, sounds awful, look elsewhere for that sort of intimate relationship, but still feel an awful degree of loyalty towards their spouse, because it's almost a sort of role reversal, and your spouse is almost, it's like a child again, isn't it, really, is what happens, and you end up having to look after, wanting to look after your spouse as you would with a child or anyone else who you, you know, you loved and fell in love with maybe, you know, 40 odd years ago. But it's really difficult, because without something like Alzheimer's, obviously the spouse looks like the same person, but they obviously behave in a totally different way, and people feel as if that person is not the person they married. It's just, it's tragic for everyone concerned. It really is a horrible, scary disease.
It really is. Another passage, yeah. Rosemary said she lost her husband John when he was diagnosed with dementia, a form of dementia that affects the parts of the brain responsible for social behaviour, and he was just 46 years of age. And she said, there were so many times when I wanted to leave, he was always angry or doing difficult things, like the time he made a fire in the middle of the sitting room. Mm. I remember thinking, I'm living with a madman, I have to get out of here. So these people must be at their wits' end when they find themselves before you in your office. I mean, it's not an easy decision to make.
Oh, no, it's not easy at all. And obviously the disease comes in sort of different levels as well, doesn't it, like any disease. So there may be somebody who's got fairly sort of minor condition compared to some who are so severe that they just can't function on a day-to-day basis. But, you know, I've had clients who's a client from quite a few years ago, and her husband's behaviour and a sexual way changed dramatically. And he started to do things that I couldn't even explain on radio to you. And his behaviour was so extreme that it caused her, you know, she was had to see the doctor about it. She was extremely ill with it. And eventually we had to apply for an injunction for him to remove from the property, because his behaviour was affecting her so badly. And she felt terrible about that. But that was the only way it was going to get resolved, because his condition wasn't being recognised by any professionals.
Nicola McGuinness, we'll unfortunately have to leave it there. It's such a sad topic, but thank you for discussing it on the show with us this evening.
The Last Word with Matt Cooper on Today FM.